Absolutely, I'm delighted. I thought we deserved it, Lawrence. I think if everybody's true and fair, I thought we were the better side for the full 90 minutes, and I thought we thoroughly deserved the result. I just wondered when we hit the post, and then, you know, one or two chances, and then the boys are saying it was a penalty and a handball in the line in the first half. You just wonder again, is it going to go your way? But we kept at it, and we asked them to just continue to do what they've done in the first half and the second half, and they did that. They kept the level of intensity with them without the ball, and I don't think we let Dunfermline, you know, create very much apart from the free kicks, you know, for 20-25 yards. They never bothered the keeper a great deal, and on the day it's a good result.
And it felt, watching from the side, as if it was the energy and the intensity that got Stranraer through today. It was just the sheer work rate from start to finish.
Once I say to them week in, week out, you know, I think we're in a false position in the league, because, and you know, some people may say, well, you are who you are in the league. But I think when we play with that intensity with and without the ball, we're a match for any day in our league. And we really are. We really are. But that's the only way we can play. And that's what I've reminded again today. You know, we played like that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago against Clyde. And we, you know, we dealt with Clyde. We've now played like that against Dunfermline, and we've dealt with a very good championship, middle of the table championship team, who'll be going for promotion through the playoffs this year and try to get in those playoffs. And they've came down here today, and to be fair, I thought Stranraer were the better side.
And Jinky, pressure on him, but he stepped up to the mark. That was a topper of a penalty kick that he stuck away.
Particularly when he said in his show last night that he didn't like penalties, I worried. When somebody told me he was taking a penalty, I got a wee bit concerned. But listen, what he's got, the wee lad Jinky, he's got confidence in the ability. He's very, very confident in his own ability. And when you've got somebody like that taking penalties, then you've always a chance.
Funny enough, watching the first half, the injury to Ryan Scully, it almost seemed to set us back a wee bit after a really good start, but we just gradually come back into it.
We said that to each other. I hope this doesn't hamper us, because we'd started the game the first 10-15 minutes really, really well, but it didn't really launch. You know, it was a wee bit of a lull for 5 minutes after the injury, and I hope the lad's okay. I don't know how he is, but I sincerely hope he's okay. But after that, we played our way back into it, and again I thought we finished the half stronger. And then second half we came out, and the pleasing thing, when we scored the goal, we managed the game really well today as well, which was good. So listen, we had a wee sneaky all week. We had a wee sneaky all week that we could cause Dunfermline one or two problems. We knew we hadn't played that bad against Airdrie last week, and the boys were at it in training this week. There was a good feeling about the place. And somebody, I don't know where it was, but I read somebody, you know, said that we were a workmanlike team. I think today we proved we're a wee bit better than workmanlike, you know. Because I thought we start to finish, we looked at that side.
The question now that I think everybody wants to ask is, next round, the draw's tomorrow night, do you look for somebody at home that you fancy your chances against? Do you look for a big tie that perhaps pays the wages for a wee while?
I've just been in my manager's room there, and my head's burning, because they're all coming up with all so many permutations, this team, that team. And listen, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll go and walk with Doug at night and watch match of the day, and I'll worry about that tomorrow. So it's good, it's pleasing. What I said to them before the game today, there's no greater feeling in the Scottish Cup than sitting watching that draw, and you're looking for your number and your name, and tomorrow the boys will be doing that. And you know, they deserve that, and they can enjoy their weekend.
You touched on it slightly there, Stephen, but you know, how much does it mean as well for the side to lift their confidence, to try and, you know, dig out a few weak points now as well, as, you know, taking it on from today?
It does, because we have been playing well. And listen, I've said that to anybody, the fans that go week in, week out, over the piece, we've been playing well. We probably don't get the results at times that we've deserved, and there's performances like that in us, and we know that. And you know, I sent them a text last Saturday night, out each and every one of them, and it's unusual for a manager to do that, and the words were, I trust everyone, and I believe in everyone, and come the end of the season, I still believe you'll be fine. Do you know, and that's important. And it's not just about me believing, because they actually believe that. That group of players in that dressing room believe it. They're all together, as you've seen today. And you know, if we keep together, stick together, and keep playing like that, then we'll give ourselves a hell of a chance between now and the end of the season.